The mules are in the corral. Welcome to Mule Talk, and I'm Cindy K. Roberts, your host.
On this episode of Mule Talk, we're going to discuss how to buy a mule and not get screwed. This is something that is overlooked when buying a mule by so many buyers, and there's a lot to know how to buy a mule. There's a misconception that trust has to do with it. And really, trust has nothing to do with when you're buying a mule. I mean, you do trust that the seller is going to be honest with you. But really, a lot of times when I go to look at a mule, I know more than the seller. And that's just because I've been in the industry for a long, long time, and I've worked with a lot of mules. So it's not that the seller is being dishonest, but there's a lot to knowing how to buy a mule. I'm going to give you a few pointers. Ask a lot of questions. For example, let's talk about the environment. Where is the mule kept? Is he kept in a pasture, stall, or paddock? Is he used to being with other herd members? And how does this mule rank in the pecking order of the herd? There's just a lot to learn so that you know or have an idea of how this mule is going to fit in to your own herd. And also, you want to know the activity level. Ask about how long has a mule been unemployed. I mean, a lot of mules out there are not being used as often as they could, and you should have the skill set to be able to bring this mule out of unemployment and give him a work ethic. So that's something to consider. You know, it's no different than when you were a kid and you go back to school after a long summer. I mean, it's just the way it is. So also the health history. You will want to ask about the health history of the mule. Is the mule up to date on all shots, paste worming, teeth floating, and are his feet kept up? When a seller posts an ad and says he's up to date on all of his health history and you are a serious buyer, then do the extra step and ask, when were the last vaccinations given? When was the last paste worming done? Teeth floating, etc. When you purchase the mule, those health records should be turned over to you. That's just a standard in the industry. Of course, not everybody keeps health records. Not everybody is very punctual about doing all of the shots and keeping the feet up. But that's a red flag to me. If they're not keeping their feet up, that tells me they didn't care enough to really take care of the animal. Teeth floating. People tend to think that mules can get by on that. You need to be looking into some of these. You need to look into this because it is important. Job skills. What are the mule's job skills? What can he do? Can he cross water? Can he cross bridges? Does he ride alone? Does he have to have a buddy? Does he stand quietly for the farrier come when he is called? Or do you have to chase them down with an ATV or a bucket of grain? You need to decide if you have the skill set to connect with this mule and make it all come together. Your expectations. What do you want the mule to do? Is he suited for what you expect of him? How is his disposition? A mule that requires being safe and confident while riding on the trail should have a quiet disposition that is not easily spooked or shows signs of nervousness. So mules they have a lot of versatility, and it takes confidence, you as being the leader in the mule's life. So you've got to decide if you have the skill set. A lot of buyers, when they go to a seller, they oversell their own skill set to say, yeah, I can do this, I did this, I did that. You're not doing yourself a service when you do that, when you're looking at a mule, because a lot of times the mule might be too much mule for you. Ownership. How many owners has a mule had? Is he a foster mule going from home to home? That never bothered me because I'm confident and I like taking a challenge. It's just who I am. Okay, so interaction. Does the mule dislike cows, dogs, or goats? You need to ask about that. His diet. What has his diet been? Pasture mules going to another part of the country may experience dietary issues. Keep that in mind. All of this makes a difference to the overall health of your animal. Even though the mule is an adaptable creature, you will want to meet his dietary needs. Training, you'll want to ask about it. What type of training did the mule really have? So an ad claiming that the mule has been trained for a skill or a task, that can be verified. Time off, when was the last time the mule was ridden? Okay. Ask a lot of questions. Don't hesitate. The seller knows that if you're asking about a lot of thought-provoking issues, then he knows that you're a serious buyer. And keep in mind that the seller may not have the same skill level in training, riding, or ownership of equines as maybe you do. You will just have to weigh out the situation. You don't want to purchase a mule that is too tall for you or one that is too short. Bone structure on a mule is equally important when shopping for a trail mule or a pack mule or one that's going to go to work. Make sure that the mule is built for the job that you expect him to do. And just because the previous owner was a heavy set person and they rode that mule and he said he did fine, that doesn't necessarily mean that the mule is being properly used. It could be that the mule is going to break down in a matter of time. And it would be from being put to work with too much weight. That's always a factor. You just want to make sure that the mule is built for the job that you expect him to do. And compatibility is the key to owning a mule that you can enjoy for many years to come. You have to be confident with this new mule that you are about to purchase. And just because he leaves the barn with another rider when you're test driving him, when you bring that animal home, you have to have the skill set to be able to lead that mule and do it with confidence. You have to have the skill set to get on him and show him that you're a leader and that you are going to work with a purpose in mind. These are important factors when you are looking at a mule. There's so much more to cover. And of course, I wrote a book called How to Buy a Mule and Not Get Screwed. And that is available on Amazon and other outlets. So, and you can download the book from Amazon.com. If you want to improve your skill set and know how to buy a mule and not get screwed, I do encourage you to get a copy of the book. You've all been great. Thanks for putting up with me. And I am Cindy K. Roberts. This has been a Mule Memo on Mule Talk.
If you'd like to be a guest on the show or a sponsor, send me an email.
Everycowgirlsdream@gmail.com.
Gotta go. My mule is looking for me.
Mule Talk is an Every Cowgirl's Dream production.